Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 22, 1804. Day 162 of the expedition. Camped on the larboard side. The camp today was probably in southeast Oliver County, North Dakota, just above the Morton County line. The expedition passed more abandoned Mandan villages today. Most of these villages were in present-day Morton and Burley counties, North Dakota, and appear on Clark's Atlas, Map 28. The most conspicuous village in this locale is Bowley Site, which appears to be a late 18th century Mandan site. Several of these sites are now North Dakota State Historic Sites. Captain Clark writes,
"Last night at 1 o'clock I was violently and suddenly attacked with the rheumatism in the neck, which was so violent I could not move. Captain Lewis applied a hot stone wrapped in flannel, which gave me some temporary ease. We set out early, the morning cold. At 7 o'clock we came to a camp of Teton Sioux on the larboard side. Those people, 12 in number, were naked and had the appearance of war. We have reason to believe that they are going to, or have been, to steal horses from the Mandans. They tell two stories. We gave them nothing. After taking breakfast, we proceeded on. My neck is yet very painful, at times spasms. The hunters killed a buffalo bull. They say, out of about 300 buffaloes they saw, they did not see one cow. Great deal of beaver sign. Several caught every night. Captain William Clark, October 22, 1804.
The village they were near today is now known as Double Ditch Mandan Site, a North Dakota State Historic Site. Monday, the Mandans, curious about the core.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.